with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Yes, 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 it's time. We all come together.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Galactic Roundtable with Beth Trutwin. We will spend the next little while working together on our ascension. We will work on personal, planetary, galactic, universal, omniversal. There are seven physical universes in our solar system. And cosmic ascension. The cosmos beyond describes all the non-physical antimatter universes. As we creator gods came to this part of the Nebadon universe aeons ago, we birthed through Mother Sekhmetiani at the galactic center. The end of time has been prophesied in many ethnic cultures for thousands of years. Last summer, August 18th, 2010, the Milky Way galaxy aligned with the sun. This marked the constellation movement of the Mayan calendar. It came sooner than the predicted December 21st, 2012. Time has speeded up due to the collective consciousness of totality and divine grace of all that is, raising their vibrations in a constant process of ascension to a level where we have surpassed the conjunct of the Milky Way with the sun. We are in the end times. It marks the end of the grand experiment of good and evil, of duality. It marks the end of the fallen angels on earth. With their removal, we will become the 33rd member of the Intergalactic Confederation of Worlds. We all have incarnated into physical bodies on earth to change from a planet of duality to a planet of peace. We are working with the Syrian commander, Barack Obama, who is the 9th member of the Syrian Council of Nine on Sirius A. His head of secret service is a physical template of Lord Sananda, who we call King of Swords. I work for the King of Swords with millions of others in every walk of life. We are all telepathically connected and working together as police, Interpol, government agencies, military, lawyers, judges, journalists, and many others, to list a few. Each of us play an important role where the outcome will be the capture and arrest of intergalactic war criminals, the fallen angels, who were trying to have Earth and her resources as their own, as well as tens of other planets. We are on the ground crew, all of us, and we work closely with the Galactic Federation, headed by the Admiral Lord Sananda, a higher aspect of the Prophet Jesus, also known as Yeshua, and the Captain, Lord Ashtar. They have full say in many of the aspects of this mission for Earth ascension. They work directly with President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama, as well as millions of white knights around the world. You play a big part in this as you wake up to the truth and share the news with others. We must work together to dissolve the programming from inside the matrix. As we carry out lives of service to our fellow woman, child, and man on Earth, inside the matrix, we continue to have tests and challenges. From that concept, it is affectionately known as 3D. The first dimension is a point in space. The second dimension is a plane, a flat, barren surface. The third dimension is latitude. Imagine a cube with 6 planes connected together, the top, bottom, and 4 sides. Floating up and down within this cube is third dimensional space. The fourth dimension is time. Pure and simple, a point in space in relation to time on a timeline and a dimension. The fifth dimension is the etheric realm with no time. We exist there simultaneously now. We travel in our etheric bodies to the etheric realms at night when we sleep. Our etheric bodies are known by many names, such as our avatar body. Like Jake Sully and Neytiri, the lion woman in the movie Avatar, they are also known as our cosmic consciousness. We are multidimensional beings living on multidimensional Earth as one people, one land, one love. Welcome to the Galactic Roundtable on BBS Radio Station 2, where we will discuss all things galactic and work on our collective cosmic ascension in and with divine grace in the totality of all that is. I will be pre-recording this program every week. I will be doing it recorded, not live, because it is better for my life situation. It is also less expensive to do a program without the use of an engineer answering calls and monitoring the program. I want to thank BBS Radio, the greatest internet radio in the galaxy, for inviting me to be here each week. I invite you to become a member of the Galactic Roundtable at www.galacticroundtable.com. You may launch this radio program from there. There we will go in depth each day as a group together and keep the discussion alive. There you will find the news in the blog, our discussions on the forum, videos, articles, channelings, and new info each day. This is our family where we join to check in with each other and the current changes in Earth, Earth Ascension. I keep this site up to date every day as part of my spiritual service. I have two volunteers working to help me moderate the videos, pictures, and memberships each day. They lovingly devote their service every day, and I could not function without that help. I am grateful for all who are a part of the family at Galactic Roundtable. I managed to keep everything going with your donations, and you may find a donation button on the site. I use the money for electric, Wi-Fi, server fees, and the radio broadcast. Every little bit helps, and don't worry, we're all helping each other in this collective endeavor. I am also building my other website, www.cosmicascension.com. I continue to add features each week, and I hope you'll come there and check it out, too. Thanks for being here with us tonight. Namaste. Now I want to cover with you what I'm going to call the current affairs of planet Earth. As you know, every day we go to galacticroundtable.com and we talk over the news. And the reason we do this is because as we look at the news that's happening around the world, it gives us more insight into the ascension plan of what's going on. And there have been some amazing things that there's no words to describe it, right? I started on BBS Radio about 14 months ago. And even though I took a little hiatus, I've been doing this, looking at current affairs with you guys for more than 2 years. And you know, back then we couldn't have imagined what's happening today. There's a few things I want to share with you tonight that I feel are important. And one of them is I want to share a part of a video from the news. It is some Jordanians, thousands of Jordanians got together to peacefully call for the end of the regime of Gaddafi. And it's not in English, but you get the feeling of what's happening around the world by listening to this. So let's share a short clip, okay?
ما فيش عنده رحمة، ما فيش عنده، قاعد بقتل شعبه، قاعد بقتل رعيته.
Well, I just feel that that's incredibly stirring, even though it's in Arabic and I don't understand it. You can hear the vehemence in the woman's voice. And I feel it's very touching that everybody around the world is asking for freedom. I have been posting articles of the different protesters around the world. And in the past week alone, I have posted articles from Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Sudan, Yemen, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Jordan, Turkey. Today we had India and China, and a couple of days ago, North Korea. And these people are asking for their freedom. And remember, last month we had the protesters in Ireland, France, the UK, Italy, Greece, Greece is again this week, Spain, Portugal, and now the U.S. this week, right? So Archangel Michael came to me today and was speaking to me, and he said, Beth, he said, the people who are protesting, they're asking for healthy food. They're asking for food that they can afford. They're asking for new jobs. They're all unemployed. He said, what everybody is asking for is the day of emergence. He said that the galactic energies are pouring into the planet, and people around the world are demanding the day of emergence. And that is when Maitreya returns. That is Nasara law, and that has been prophesied for thousands of years in several different religions. Archangel Michael asked me today when he mentioned this, he said, what I would like you to do in a week from today is do a great invocation on your program together as a group and ask for the day of emergence to come to pass. So we'll set that up for next week. Also, as I'm talking about the news, I wanted to say that I didn't get to record my interview this week, so we're going to hold off on the proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution until next week, and my apologies for that. I feel that it is just everything is in perfect timing. Now what I'd like to touch on is I'd like to read you a letter I got from Al Franken today. It says, Dear Elizabeth, by now you may have heard the news. Republicans in the House of Representatives voted last week to block the FCC from enforcing its new net neutrality regulations. As I've said before, these regulations weren't nearly good enough to ensure that the Internet remains free and open. But they were a step in the right direction, and by voting to eliminate them, House Republicans declared their willingness to let big corporations control the Internet. We know what this could mean for American consumers. Less diversity of viewpoints, less access to independent content through services like Netflix, and higher prices for Internet service. The good news is that the Senate still has a chance to stop this special interest power play. I'm working as hard as I can to build support for net neutrality in the Senate. But I'm not the only one talking to my colleagues. These corporations have lobbyists of their own, lots of them, and they're descending on Capitol Hill en masse. The only way we're going to save net neutrality is if ordinary Americans make their voices heard. I'll update you soon, but for now, please forward this email to your friends and ask them to join our campaign by linking up with me on Twitter or Facebook. Thanks, and stay tuned, Al. I wanted to bring this point up because it's so important to the news that's happening now. The way it plays in is that, you know, these peaceful protests have been organized on a free internet. And without that, we can't talk to each other. What I've been doing now is following bloggers from Al Jazeera and from Jordan. And they Twitter in Arabic. And I drop that into, you know, my Google Translator, and I get the tweet. And then I send it on in English. And that's how we're talking to each other, to get the word out about everything. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at Beth Trutwin, BethTrutwin. And I do a lot of retweets, and I follow the politics and send on the great quotes of the day. And so please check out Al Franken and keep up with what the work he's doing on keeping net neutrality at the FCC at least fair for now. There is a lot of politics involved in that. Like Al says, we all know that the strikes on Libya are unprecedented and very sad. However, it's our job to keep the faith and send our love and raise the vibration So the other thing I wanted to share with you tonight is President Obama's remarks about what's happening in Libya. Our world is changing right in front of our eyes, and this is amazing. Enjoy this, everybody. It is loading, so just 1 minute.
Good afternoon, everybody. Secretary Clinton and I just concluded a meeting that focused on the ongoing situation in Libya. Over the last few days, my national security team has been working around the clock to monitor the situation there and to coordinate with our international partners about a way forward. First, we are doing everything we can to protect American citizens. That is my highest priority. In Libya, we've urged our people to leave the country, and the State Department is assisting those in need of support. Meanwhile, I think all Americans should give thanks to the heroic work that's being done by our Foreign Service officers and the men and women serving in our embassies and consulates around the world. They represent the very best of our country and its values. Now, throughout this period of unrest and upheaval across the region, the United States has maintained a set of core principles which guide our approach. These principles apply to the situation in Libya. As I said last week, we strongly condemn the use of violence in Libya. The American people extend our deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of all who have been killed and injured. The suffering and bloodshed is outrageous, and it is unacceptable. So are threats and orders to shoot peaceful protesters and further punish the people of Libya. These actions violate international norms and every standard of common decency. This violence must stop. The United States also strongly supports the universal rights of the Libyan people. That includes the rights of peaceful assembly, free speech, and the ability of the Libyan people to determine their own destiny. These are human rights. They are not negotiable. They must be respected in every country, and they cannot be denied through violence or suppression. In a volatile situation like this one, it is imperative that the nations and peoples of the world speak with one voice, and that has been our focus. Yesterday, a unanimous UN Security Council sent a clear message that it condemns the violence in Libya, supports accountability for the perpetrators, and stands with the Libyan people. The same message, by the way, has been delivered by the European Union, the Arab League, the African Union, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, and many individual nations. North and south, east and west, voices are being raised together to oppose suppression and support the rights of the Libyan people. I've also asked my administration to prepare the full range of options that we have to respond to this crisis. This includes those actions we may take and those we will coordinate with our allies and partners, or those that we'll carry out through multilateral institutions. Like all governments, the Libyan government has a responsibility to refrain from violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need, and to respect the rights of its people. It must be held accountable for its failure to meet those responsibilities and face the cost of continued violations of human rights. This is not simply a concern of the United States. The entire world is watching, and we will coordinate our assistance and accountability measures with the international community. To that end, Secretary Clinton and I have asked Bill Burns, our Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, to make several stops in Europe and the region to intensify our consultations with allies and partners about the situation in Libya. I've also asked Secretary Clinton to travel to Geneva on Monday, where a number of foreign ministers will convene for a session of the Human Rights Council. There she'll hold consultations with her counterparts on events throughout the region and continue to ensure that we join with the international community to speak with one voice to the government and the people of Libya. And even as we are focused on the urgent situation in Libya, let me just say that our efforts continue to address the events taking place elsewhere, including how the international community can most effectively support the peaceful transition to democracy in both Tunisia and in Egypt. So let me be clear. The change that is taking place across the region is being driven by the people of the region. This change doesn't represent the work of the United States or any foreign power. It represents the aspirations of people who are seeking a better life. As one Libyan said, we just want to be able to live like human beings. We just want to be able to live like human beings. It is the most basic of aspirations that is driving this change. And throughout this time of transition, the United States will continue to stand up for freedom, stand up for justice, and stand up for the dignity of all people. Thank you very much.
Wow, that's so great. We're seeing all the changes we've been talking about for the last couple of years. So keep watching what's happening in those other countries. Don't focus too much on all the violence. Blaze your violet flame, and we will change this with love. Now, what I'd like to share with you is a message I received from Lord Ashtar to the ground crew on the 21st of February. This is Ashtar speaking. Greetings, Ashtar here. I have a message for all of those in the ground crew. I would like you to consider a new perspective for your role in Earth Ascension. There is no time in the history of Earth that the galactic angels have not been here in the ships traveling with you. We have been known as the seen and the unseen. And sometimes in history, before the fall into 3D, we were seen. Our ships were decloaked. After the fall, after the angels became confined to a lower vibrational dimension, after they chose duality, power, and control, then we were more unseen than seen. Sisters and brothers of Earth have always been in charge of how they treat the environment. In all of the beautiful diversity of Earth live spirits. There are elementals and divas and a lore of magical creatures. These too are the unseen. They work with us as our partners in harmony and care of Mother Gaia Vaiwamos. There came a moment in time not too long ago where nuclear bombs had been reintroduced to the atmosphere here. The last time there was a nuclear holocaust on Earth, when the daughters of Moab repopulated Earth, they had to have their DNA reconstituted by the Archangel Metatron. That time was the last time. Since then, we have had new creation and new reality before. The fallen angels continued to insist they be in control of the elementals of Mother Earth. The goodly company, the angels who never fell, continued to incarnate into physical bodies to help out in roles balancing the harm done. In time, the intergalactic councils decided there would be an end to this timeline. It was mandated to every soul they would have a chance to return to love. Those who are now being thrown out of office across this planet have not agreed to return to love. The little hearts of these dictators has been measured by the Silent Watcher, the Lords of Most High, in the highest dimensions. They are leaving office. They will be dealt with in the courts on Earth and in the higher courts off-planet, namely the Solar Tribunal on Saturn. The hierarchy of angels who never fell are the ones incarnated now on Earth who will be moving through legal means to arrest, indict, and prosecute the removal of the ones who have broken divine law for the last time on Earth. Their timeline is over. Some of them have tried hard to confuse you and say Earth would experience the end of time. Scientists and public figures have used this notion to control you. The truth is, You are in control of the end of time for the intergalactic war criminals. Your actions determine when the time will end. We in the skies work in tandem with you. We nudge you with inspirations. We talk to you when you sleep. We guide your every step along the way. We live on the ships in our etheric bodies. We're able to manifest into a physical body at will. Archangel Michael, for example, comes to Earth from time to time to meetings where world leaders gather. Saint Germain, Mother Sekhmet, and others do this frequently. It does make an impression, and so far it has not made the nightly news. All of the ascended masters, angels, archangels, and others you are not aware of are assisting you on Earth in ways you have not so far been made privy to. We are here. There have been galactic legions of beings coming from distant shores on other stars, coming in waves to Earth in the past few years, working to make all the changes. Some of the ones in these crowds chanting, "Leave, leave, leave," are these galactic beings here on Earth. We have never stopped being here with you. As you wake up to the unlimited possibilities, the Dark Ones have less effect on controlling what you're willing to accept as reality. Now, as we strive for freedom on Earth, we must change it together from Earth. What will it look like after Nasara Law has been enacted? Just as we must, as a consensus, lawfully, peaceably remove the dictators, we must also work together to form a new governance of Earth, which is based on truth, justice, peace, and love. There are ones who are working in roles on Earth now who are from the ships. President Obama, the Dalai Lama, Julian Assange, to name a few. They work with our command and we work with them. They have full assistance now. There are many, many others as well, and they are in every walk of life. We call them the White Knights. In the United States, the lawmakers who have suspended the Constitution, kept the world at war, and the judges who have not followed the law need to be removed. There will be a movement in the U.S. as is being seen now in the Middle East. It has begun in Wisconsin. As you make movements to change things from your position, in your role, you make it possible for us to land our ships. You are the ones you have been waiting for. There is one thing that can hold you back. You. Every time you cast a bitter glance, hold a grudge, have a temper tantrum, yell at your friends, belittle your children, dishonor your elder, you set us back. If you are still in this late hour doing any of these things, you are not following your mission. We can channel our resources through you. We can channel inspirations to you. We can assist you in bringing abundance into your personal realm. We can only do this if your heart exists in grace. We cannot have an open channel to help you if you take actions from a space where your heart is closed. If you continue to insist on living lives less than divine grace, mindlessly following old patterns, there's no way in. If you are experiencing a lack of abundance, when you see anyone who has a lack of abundance, you are looking at a closed heart. Each one is being judged by the silent watcher. Not only the Dark Ones, each worker in the light, each soul is being measured. Many have a habit of having a public life which makes it appear they are continuously in the light. Behind the scenes, they make nasty remarks about their fellows, they are short-tempered with those in service, and when they think no one is looking, they act bitter and small. We see this. We hear every remark. We capture every thought. We are here every minute of every day. As the angels say, you are never alone. We cannot help you until you have chosen as a divine sentient spark to be love in action. Until then, you will not meet your twin flame, not have abundance, and you cannot escape judgment. Until that happens across Earth, we cannot land. The prerequisite for landing is having a high vibration on Earth. We and our ships exist in the etheric realm, the fifth dimension. When Earth has raised her vibration, when enough souls have elevated their soul vibration, I can reignite the electromagnetic force field where we will have world peace. Under these conditions, we can land. Under these conditions, we can enact Nisara law. Under these conditions, the old timeline will end. Under these conditions, we will drop borders, and Earth is governed from love by White Knights being love in action. Under these conditions, we end hunger, homelessness, violence of all kinds. Under these conditions, Earth will become the 33rd member of the Intergalactic Confederation of Worlds. When the goodly company was incarnate during the time of Jesus, it was said, not one stone that was used to build the temples of that time would not be cast down in the end. The intergalactic war criminals were busy then trying to control the stargates. Now is the end of time when those stones are being thrown down. Everything that was made through the ages to control will be torn down. You are seeing it being torn down by the citizens of Earth who have taken to the streets in all areas of the world. The mission that is to be yours is dictated by you. You choose it. You walk it and talk it. As your heart opens, you receive more uncreated energies from above channeled to you to assist your progress of returning this earth to love. So mote it be. Salute, Ashtar. Okay, well, that wraps up the current events happening on planet Earth for this week. Stay tuned, everybody. Thank you. Next, what I would like to do is settle in a little bit, have some music, and follow that with a guided meditation so we can get centered in what we're doing. I would like to share a lesson with you tonight about manifestation and abundance. And after that, I will love to read to you the replies from Archangel Metatron in the Metatron Q&A. Thanks, everybody. Here we go. Thank you. Greetings, everybody. We'll meditate together now. Please get comfortable and begin to slow your breathing. This is a guided meditation we'll do together. We're going to visit the Temple of Creation on the planet Mercury and be blessed. Please join me as we travel to the planet Mercury. Mercury sits very close to the sun. We go there in a craft, and when we dock, there it is an atmosphere of gold sparkles floating everywhere. Tiny gold dust sparkles reflecting more and more light. We stand before a great pyramid. There is an entry and we walk inside. Inside, we see the capstone is made of a multifaceted crystal. Light from the sun floods the inside of the pyramid. The rainbow colors of light sparkle on the walls and light up the floor of the great Mercury pyramid. We are joined by many of our friends. The archangels are there. Mother Sekhmet, Lord Ashtar, Saint Germain, King of Swords, and many others. We have come to a celebration. In the center of the pyramid, you see there is a platform with colored sheer material draped around. You look and you see you have been joined by His Holiness Swami Purna. You have been invited to be blessed by an incarnation of divine grace. Mother Sekhmet comes and stands next to you. We are all here and will have our own turn receiving a blessing. Mother Sekhmet escorts you to the place before Swamiji. She helps you and you both together bow namaste. Swamiji stands in front of you, hands together before his face. He is transmitting to you telepathically what it is which is perfect for you now. You feel divine grace pouring into the top of your head, into your crown. Your face becomes numb, feeling as it tingles around your eyes, around your lips. You feel an effulgence of love and caring pouring into your heart, and the tingling moves slowly down to your toes. Swami Purna shares a special mantra with you at this blessing. Shring, ring, purnam, ekam, sarnam. Inside this creation temple at Mercury, you know anything you desire to remove from any of your bodies, emotional, physical, mental, or spiritual, may now be removed in the presence of this hierarchy of angels, and it is gone. This is a special dispensation to prepare you for coming changes. This is preparing you for your mission, your higher calling. This is unlocking time capsules within your structure that will trigger higher energies to flow to you now. These higher energies will empower you to take bold steps and bring drastic needed changes into your life. Take this very special blessing of light and divine grace. and love into your being. Know that all you desire for your highest good, it is done. No longer fear it cannot happen. Know it is done. No longer fear blockages, they are removed. Know by knowing. Call on these angels later as you remember this blessing. Remind them they witnessed this healing. Ask them to please continue to pour in the higher energies to assist you in your new reality. Peace in your heart. Peace on earth. As you retreat from the platform, you see Mother Sekhmet accompanying each next one up for their blessing. You join your heart with them and raise your energies together. We will do this together, and we will do it with love. When we are all complete, then we prepare to leave. As we look around at each other, we see in this place, it is clear we are in our crystalline bodies. We are transparent and can see the violet-blue flame of the Kumaras burning brightly in the center of each of our hearts. We admire the translucent beauty of our light bodies here. We will remember our true selves as we return now to complete the work on Earth. Slowly, slowly we return from where we began. There is a tremendous feeling of peace, a continuously pouring in of love, and a lightness about everything around us. Going to the pyramid on Mercury has changed us forever. We will never be the same. Namaste. Everybody, welcome back to Galactic Roundtable. I hope you enjoyed that meditation just now. I'm still getting back my sea legs after a hiatus of about 5 months, so thanks for your patience. I noticed that on the website 2013rainbowroundtable.com, it still says that Wednesday nights are with Tara and Rama, and this is the second week that I'm in this time slot. So you can expect to see Beth from Galactic Roundtable on Wednesday nights now. So what I did today, everybody, was I got a new message from Lord Metatron. And also I did about 30 pages of questions and answers. So I thought I would share that with you now before we close tonight. And I had sent a notice around that we were going to talk about the proposed amendment to the Constitution tonight, but our schedules did not mesh this week, so I will be very excited to bring that to you next Wednesday. So here we go. Also, I want to invite you, since I'm here live now, if you have any questions, go ahead and call in to the station. And then, you know, Seth can interrupt me and I can take your calls. Here's a new message from Metatron today. Create your world. Greetings. This is Lord Metatron. You are seeing unprecedented changes sweep across your planet. This is extremely unsettling to watch. There is also a kind of exhilaration, wind in your hair, power under you as you swiftly move toward complete freedom and reunion with bliss. The sun is lighting your path as the earth raises up her position into the higher realms. How can you participate? What can you do to help? Imagine somewhere beyond the super universes, a kind of cosmic force untouchable by physical humans. Imagine this ineffable light, love of creation, billions and billions of stars, until it reaches you where you sit. Now, imagine the personality consciousness of those you call on. Think of them individually. Mother Sekhmet, Archangel Michael, Kuan Yin, Saint Germain, Lord Ashtar. Each one has a distinct personality you associate with. Some for gentle qualities, some for warrior qualities, or both, and much more. Each is a divine spark of that ineffable light, love of creation. We will call this the Force. In the movie, they say, "May the Force be with you." Now, imagine this Force floating into your crown chakra. As it does, it touches the essence of you. I need a little water, sorry. As it does, it touches the essence of you, which is your entire collective consciousness of every experience you have had in every dimension, in every layer and level. Now, What can you do to make everything better in your world? Understand your ability to channel each of the hierarchy you call to into your body to work through your thoughts, your hands, your throat, and feet. Think of the power you can harness by working merged with them. The dark ones know you have an unlimited ability to let in that power, grace, wisdom, knowledge, love, and all the qualities of nature found from the Force. You have unending ability and power. You can at any time anchor in more from your unseen friends. You have angels, fairies, galactics, ascended masters of all kinds, with their great accomplishments and abilities ready to flow their divine light spark through you, into you, to be added to you as needed, as much and as often as you can ask. If you feel a lack of protection, call Michael. If you feel a lack of luck, call a leprechaun. If you feel a lack of abundance, call Saint Germain. If you feel a lack of love, call Archangel Chamuel. If you feel a lack of work, call Archangel Uriel. If you feel a lack of magic, call Archangel Metatron to help spark ideas of new creation. Ask to anchor in the advice, help, tricks, tips, knowledge, practice needed in that moment. The better you get at channeling those individual helpers to you, the greater you are. More makes more. This is what they fear mostly. More love makes more love. At the end of time, the light needed to light your path. Call to your family, your galactic family, those who may assist you and give comfort. Allow them to join your energy by filling you up with an abundance of love. Hear their reply to your questions and requests. Have this help move you to the next step. Find yourself each moment in joy. If you have a moment out of joy, breathe deeply and shift focus back into reality. Allow the power of all sparks of divine creation to inspire and move you into, to move into you and through you as actions of love. You are loved beyond your imagination. Use the gift of the Force to create your new reality on Earth now. Lord Metatron. And then Metatron went on to answer a series of questions, and I guess there's about 25 pages of that here. And I really enjoy doing this, and I just wanted to tell everybody that when I do this, I go into a trance state, a kind of, you know, I'm at the keyboard and I type and I'm awake, but I read the question in my mind and Metatron hears it, and then he just starts talking the answer to me and I type what he says. So there's no thinking involved. And it seems like I noticed today, now that I took a month off from it and I rested and I did other things, took care of some other things, that I was much faster today. It was taking me hours before, but it didn't today. So it's much improved. But I found many of these so interesting. So here we go. This question is from Cindy. I don't feel any twin flame connection at all. Do I really have one? If so, where? Oh, everybody, I just wanted to say before I start this that I noticed that Metatron answers what he wants to answer. And so sometimes you'll find he doesn't exactly answer the question, but he, if you could feel that energy, it's, he's so forcefully saying what he feels the person needs to hear in the moment. So just to clue you in on that. To Cindy, he says, try to focus on the flame of a candle. See the flame dance and jump, lighting everything around it. As you stare at the flame, allow yourself to float up outside of you. It is in this place you may invite your twin flame to talk with you. Share their energy. They can put their energy near you. It will feel like a tingling in your hands and face. Try this exercise. Sometimes, if you distance yourself a little bit from your body and your mind, it is easier to connect with your twin flame. The next question is from Sayora. My question, number one, is my oldest brother, Israel, still in his human body, if he is alive? And if yes, is he coming back to visit my family, my mother, this year, 2011? What is the reason he cannot come to visit or have contact with us? His family, brothers, sisters, mother, kids, such a long time. Thank you. Much love, Sayora. Metatron replies, your brother Israel is found himself living with a few families together in a hidden place. They believe him to be someone he is not. For that reason, it is not safe for him to leave now. He is safe with them in this makeshift community. In a few months, he will be free to return home safe. The next question is from Devios. Dear Beth Metatron, thank you for taking the time to answer our questions. Number one, can you please tell me what my galactic origins are? Metatron replies, you are a birdman from Alpha Centauri, like Toth. Number two, since the uprising in Algeria, we're seeing a ripple effect happening to Egypt and now Yemen. Is this just the beginning? Is it going to spread to all the other countries now? Metatron answers, it is spreading very nicely over all the earth. The people are asking for galactics to come and land. They know deep in their hearts who they are, and like a timer gone off, are no longer able to remain as slaves in dictator regimes. Frederick asks Metatron, Namaste. Am I broken? Please tell me about me. What words could you offer to aid me to better know and understand myself and my place in this world? Thank you for this love, Frederick. Dear Frederick, you are whole. No trauma can take away that you are whole. You are very strong. As you reach out, you heal more of the past. Your experience left your ego mind wounded and feeling less than. On the ships, you are a navigator. In your night work, your crewmates count on you to know where they are going. You are an ascended master several times over. As you remember more of who you are, you will realize that you agreed to play a role, seemingly broken, yet not at all. You made yourself into that appearance to help teach the ones you love how to heal that which is seemingly broken in them. Job well done. Keep moving in the direction of love. The next question is from Christine. Thank you for your time. I would also like to know about my galactic origins. Are there ways that we can find them? Metatron answers, yes. Look at the star maps. Surf the web. Read and read. Memories will spark. Are you from Atlantis, Lemuria, both? Neptune, Mars, Aldebaran? Some have thousands of lifetimes of Earth and others only a few. You have your origins on Sirius, and you may travel to the temples there in meditation and in your dreams to help you remember your experiences there. The next question comes from Milan. Beth and Metatron, my future seems cloudy, and I would love some assistance in knowing where it is leading. I feel close to you for some reason. Thank you so much. Metatron replies, yes, we are family. You are having trouble getting a grip on your next path because you are in a holding pattern. It may be a couple more months before the path is clear to make a move. Until then, focus inward. By doing so, the outward steps become much more apparent. One of the fastest ways to our next path is by serving others. look for a way to reach out to another. By doing this, you see yourself in their mirror, and the changes of you for you will come much quicker. The next question comes from Claudia. Hello, Beth and Metatron. Thank you in advance for taking the time to answer my questions. Number one, is it possible for Metatron to tell me who is my cosmic family and what he can tell me to help me to my ascension? Metatron replies, you originate from Nibiru and Pleiades. This is true for millions of starseeds here now. Look to Mother Sekhmet for more guidance and call on her as often as possible. She says, number two, recently a significant person from the past came back. Feel very in love and connect to each other. We are still separated because he is still holding on an old relationship. Several times we are pulling apart, but something inside my heart drops me back to him. We feel a great sense of love and peace together. However, I do not want to keep getting involved because he is still needs to clear things in his life. Please provide me with some guidance. Is he my twin flame or just a soulmate? Thank you for your love and guidance. Metatron replies, this one is someone who is in your soul family. He most often has played the role of son and you, mother. You in his life are acting as a spiritual catalyst to help him see a clearer path back to light. As you interact with him, he feels what is light and realizes what is not light. It is helping him and is a motherly role. Your twin flame nudges him to stay in the old relationship for now. Your twin flame wants you to have less confusion. Feel free to be love from an arm's length away. You will be meeting your twin flame soon. Be patient with this person who is like a son to you, and be patient with yourself as you wait for true love. This question is from Frederick. Hi. Number one, often I doubt in all these wonderful things like ascension, disclosure, channeling, I am God, etc. Why can I not choose and manifest a real proof right now? Can I ask you to break the rules and just show me right now? For example, by telling me something that only I know. I wrote in parentheses, this is Beth answering. There are no words coming, only laughter. Metatron is, and then I paused a minute or two, and then I started to type, Metatron is asking me not to answer. The reason is I can do this, however, it takes a great deal of my energy. It is like his answers come in on 110 volts, and to see something specific to you, I must translate 220 volts. I can do it, and it is not fair. It takes too much of my energy. It zaps my strength to keep going for the others. Number two, I have problems to look people in the eye since a few years. My attention gets strange, and then I get insecure and cannot talk much. Could you help me with that and read my energy? No one seems to be able to help me, and I feel like I cannot help myself anymore with self-reflection. Metatron answers, you have been isolating yourself from others. This leads to a kind of vicious circle that is hard to break out of. You may want to begin working with, seeking answers with others who have similar views of the world as you. You may want to chat with or Facebook someone from the Galactic Roundtable. Start there. Get deeper into the knowledge of who you are by having open discussions with those of like mind. That way, you feel confident with people who will not belittle you for having different ideas. Later, as your confidence grows, you should branch out and begin to form friendships around you. It will become more and more fun. The next question comes from Julie. Hello, Beth and Metatron. I would like to know if some archangels have decided to be put in a 3D body to better serve Earth and help better by living, feeling on Earth and also on other planets. Archangel Metatron answers, Michael, Metatron, and other angels who you think of as ascended masters or galactics, but are likewise Elohi angels, come into physical form often, meeting, and then return to the ships. This is happening all the time now. Julie also says, I would also like to know more on Queen Mab. Does she have another name? Metatron replies, Queen Mab is the queen of fairies. Her twin flame name is Lord Malik. She has been known by other names in other places. She works on many planets, and especially Neptune, in the magical forests there. You may see her there in meditation, or request she take you there in your night travels. Julie also says, I have been meditating and have been in contact with Metatron and other high beings. I would like confirmation that it is really them. I am new at this, and I want to make sure of what I am feeling and who I am contacted by. Metatron replies by saying, whenever you have these contacts, first call to your Archangel Michael. Ask he put a golden dome of protection around you. Imagine or see the dome before you proceed. Afterward, ask to work in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ. Next, when someone comes to see you, speak with you, ask them to show you their soul signature. They may move their hands over you, show you a special light, or have them tingle a certain part of or a certain area of your body. For instance, just the calves of your legs, or only the right leg. Have each one who contacts you show you their personal soul signature, and you will know by knowing it is whom they say. I assure you, you are progressing very nicely. Julie says, I thank you, Beth and Metatron, for your responses. You will be helping me a great deal in my ascension with peace and love. The next question comes from Brenda. Hello, Beth. I would like to ask a question or two, if I may. Number one, I'm not sure what my galactic origins are and would appreciate some insights. Metatron simply said, Pleiades. And number two, out of the blue, it seems some of my family members have begun showing their worst side to me, and I've had to completely cut ties with them. When I think about maybe writing to them, it just seems like a waste of time, and so I don't. Is this separation in some way due to the ascension process? Metatron says, yes, this is not easy. Be brave and tough it out because it will get better. Breaking ties is not forever. In this space, silence is best and recommended. Each of us is now going into a place where we are re-examining every aspect of our lives, whether we realize it or not. When you break ties from certain ones, it helps you remember who you are because their influence is drawn away for a bit. This is a gift. Utilize the silence wisely and turn inside to heal you. All is in divine order. Thank you very much. The next question is from Linda. Hi, Beth. I have a few questions. Will I be leaving my present job for a new one? Will I be moving in the near future? Where will my mission take me? And Metatron replies, there are many reasons to stay and many to go. The outcome has not been determined. The way to find this answer is to begin to do things differently than you do now. You must now go pursue joy. Do not stop until you are ecstatic every minute of every day. Within that, you will find the place, time, and mission. What does it mean? Stop watching TV. Stop reading. Stop everything. Do things you never did before. That is your path now. The next question comes from Jeff. Question for Metatron. I would like to thank you too, Beth, for all you do. Dear Metatron, I was wondering about the origins of myself and star family. I have been reaching out during my meditations and would like to have a clearer understanding. Thank you. Metatron replies, you are a visitor from Orion. You spent much time in Atlantis as a scientist and you work with crystals. Get some amethyst to work with. The bigger, the better. You will be levitating again, but not until you can find ecstasy. Be in joy in all you do and look for new ways to help others. The next question comes from Ion Dragon. Dear Beth, I have a couple of questions for Metatron, if you please. Number one, I was once told through a channel that I was part of Maitreya's ashram. Is this true? He replies, yes. Is Maitreya a positive entity, a negative entity, or a myth? Metatron replies, Lord Maitreya is a Christed being who works closely with Mother Sekhmet, myself, and Archangel Michael. Maitreya is the cosmic Christ. Number three, Maitreya is part of the teachings of the Theosophical Society. Is that society a new church or honest dissemination of wisdom? Metatron answers, the Theosophical Society holds many of the divine truths in their teachings, and their writings are worth exploring. Her question number four, what space family did I come from? Is my twin flame incarnate? If not, will I meet him or her after 2012? Metatron says, they are incarnate on the ships, not Earth. You will meet your twin flame when you are ready. You are from Nibiru. She says, thanks for all that you do for everyone. It's very impressive how much hope and inspiration you tend to. The next question comes from Cynthia. Oh, this is a question about, you know, getting the answer. So I'll skip over that. The next question is from White Cosmic World Bridger. Metatron. Number one, after Nisara and first contact, what areas or people will I be assisting as part of my talents and passions? That is, what can I start working on now to support the new energy systems? Metatron answers, you will be working with non-believers in your community. You will be working with those from your internet connections, as well as those who you have local connections with. You can prepare now by garnering as much wisdom as possible. Read, read, read. Explore and meditate. Live a right life. Find out what works. A large part of your mission is being a living example. Through this, those around you will find the light and will not be lost. This is an important mission. Bless you. Number two. I'm also having trouble clearing some blockages, getting rid of cords attached to lower vibrations. I've changed my life in so many positive ways and in line with all the new energy, but this seems to be a persistent problem. Could you please provide some insights on steps I could take in the right direction in healing this? Metatron answers, ask Archangel Michael for a healing. Call on Michael to merge with you. Ask him to guide you in your learning, actions, and decisions. He will show you a right path over and over and help you develop new habits. This will get you where you want to be. Peace. This is from Eddie Vibes. Hello, Beth and Metatron. I'd like to know what are my ties with our galactic friends are. Thanks. Metatron says, your ties. They are your family. Call on Mother Sekhmet and read about the Black Madonna. You have a lot of experience in Egypt and Atlantis. The next question is, let's see. Oh. This next question is from Lemurium. These questions are all the same. We need to know that who we are matters, and are we all part of the grand mission? Where do we go from here? It all seems so dim in the world. Metatron replies, yes, expose yourself to light. Stargaze. Read materials that come from the ancient times. Read the Emerald Tablets and decipher their meaning. Escape from the drudgery with the ancient text. This will spark your memories and excite your new path. The next question comes from Molly. Hi, Beth. I had a channeling session with a wonderful woman who channels Sanat Kumara. I was told that I have had a past life with Sanat. Can Metatron tell me more of the details of this life? Love and light to you. Metatron replies, Sanat is from Venus. His twin flame is Venus, Lady Venus. He came here to save Earth from destruction. It has been a long, long path. He has ties to Hinduism. Study the stories of Sita, Ram, Krishna, Vishnu, Hanuman, Govinda, and Radha. This will spark memories of your times with Sanat Kumara. Surround yourself with pink roses, in pictures or the real. It will brighten your heart. The sky at Venus is not blue, it is pink. You have been connected to Sanat in many lifetimes. You are a Kumara. Diane asks the question, Hi Beth. I know you've been very busy, and I'm glad you're back for more channeling. I posted a question last time that didn't get answered. I posted the morning of the channeling, so maybe it was too late or got deleted. If you have it, please ask Metatron. But in the meantime, I'd like to say thank you to Metatron for the feeling of protection and love I have received after invoking his energy and placing the sacred geometry of the octahedron around my home and animals. I also called upon the warrior angels to bring justice and strength to the situation, and it has really helped. I've been grounding the energies in and around my home and the surrounding hillsides. There's a light core here, and I'm working to expand it with the help of my friend, whose expertise is gridwork. Lord Metatron, was it you who attended and appeared in the orange orb? We blessed the grid with a puja and sacred water that was collected from all over the planet. Here's the photo I took. The large orb appeared on the front of the white boulder where we did the ceremony. It's so beautiful. Metatron replies, yes, it is me. I often come as a fiery, bright, bright light. Look for this as a sign to know I am with you. And he says, please ask your question again. The next question comes from Alan. Greetings, Metatron and Beth. I was wondering, all these new and wonderful changes coming to Egypt, does it have any connection with King of Egypt? If so, what could you share with us? Thank you for your time. Metatron answers, the White Knights work tirelessly behind the scenes in their roles. Many already travel in ships to do their work. Many are on planet and off planet at will. They have very specific assignments and work diligently to have the changes come to fruition. King of Egypt is one of these. When Nisara is announced, all the tales will be told. Even this very well-informed group will have big surprises of who is who in the zoo. After Nisara, these White Knights will be free to step into their true roles, and the world will look nothing like it does now. These times have been prophesied in many works. Okay, everybody, I'm going to read the next section. I just copied these questions, and the first time I saw this was when I was reading it, so I don't know who asked this question, but I'm going to read the whole thing. This is a news article that someone posted. And the title of the news article is, Indiana official used live ammunition against Wisconsin protesters. A conservative deputy AG Let His Emotions Get Out of Hand, It Wasn't the First Time by Adam Weinstein. This story has been updated. On Saturday night, when Mother Jones staffers tweeted a report that riot police might soon sweep demonstrators out of the Wisconsin Capitol building, something that didn't end up happening, one Twitter user sent out a chilling public response. Use live ammunition. From my own Twitter account, I confronted the user, J.C. Sanders. He tweeted back that the demonstrators were political enemies and thugs who were physically threatening legally elected officials. In response to such behavior, he said, "You're damn right, I advocate deadly force." He later called me a typical leftist, adding, "Liberals hate police." Only later did we realize that J.C. CenTcom was a deputy attorney general for the state of Indiana. As one of 144 attorneys in that office, Jeff Cox has represented the people of his state for 10 years, and for much of that time, it turns out, he's vented similar feelings on Twitter and on his blog, Pro-Cynic. In his non-political tweets and blog posts, Cox displays a keen litigator's mind, writing sharply and often wittily on military, history, and professional basketball. But he evinces contempt for political opponents, from labeling President Obama an incompetent and treasonous enemy of the nation to comparing enviro-Nazis to Osama bin Laden, likening ex-Labor Secretary Robert Reich and service employees, international union members, to Nazi brown shirts on multiple occasions, and referring to an Indianapolis teen as a black teenage thug who is deservedly beaten up by local police. A sensible policy for handling Afghanistan, he offered, could be summed up as kill, kill, annihilate. Early Sunday, Mother Jones sent an email to Cox's work address to the Indiana Attorney General's office, asking if the Twitter and blog comments were his and if he could provide context for some of them. He responded shortly after from a personal email address, "For context or to silence me, all my comments on Twitter and my blog are my own and no one else's, and I can defend them all. You will probably try to demonize me," he wrote, "but that comes with the territory. To be sure, in the current political climate, partisan rhetoric has run a hotline." Nonetheless, a spokesman for the Indiana Attorney General's office, Brian Corbin, told Mother Jones that Cox's statement were inflammatory. Okay, so this article goes on for, you know, 5 more paragraphs. And I'm going to skip it. It's all the same. Anyways, Metatron replied. He says, "I'm not sure where this question comes from." In reply, "The Dark Ones are desperate to have any kind of power. They even want power from exchanges which are meaningless but evoke great emotion. They are also outing each other in these exchanges. These ones have no means of experiencing love. They are bitter and they are afraid. You cannot take what they say seriously. There is no rational explanation for what they do." The next question came from Liam. "Dear Metatron, I really thank you for your time to answer us. Could you tell me what space family did I come from? Is my twin flame incarnate? Is there any personal message for me? If there is something I could tell someone, please let me know. Liam, you are from Vega, a very, very loving and gentle energy. You will meet your twin flame from the ships. You are doing good work here, showing others what beauty can be." The next question comes from Matt Tesh. I see this one got skipped over. There's no answer for that one. So I will move forward. Sorry. I'll have to do that one next time. Okay, this next question comes from Empress Azalee. "Peace, love, and greetings. The one question I would love answered is how to tap into my galactic family, whom I was told are from Sirius B and also the Orion Nebula. I get telepathic messages all the time. Some I've shared on other networks and others I've not shared. Please enlighten me, a lost being on planet Earth. Metatron replies, you are one of Mother Sekhmet's Pashats. You are a guardian on Sirius B so that it will not be taken over by renegade forces. You are a fierce protector. You are a warrior and will use that energy now on Earth to help all the changes to come. The next question is from Patricia. Hi, Metatron. Thank you. I was delighted to learn of my Venusian origins. I did not feel a twin flame connection, but recently met someone with whom I feel a strong love connection. Is he my soulmate, and what is his galactic origin? Many of us now are meeting our new friends who are old loves. These delightful meetings serve to open our hearts for when we meet our twin flame from the ships. These are light-filled meetings, and no worries, their twin flame partner will come too when it is time. The next question is from Michael. Dear Metatron, could you please tell me what are my origins? Is there a plan for me in the ascension timeline? Is there a particular angel, ascended master, or spirit guide that I should be asking for guidance? You are ascended many times over. You have Arcturian origins. Call Lord Arcturus to remind you of the great healing abilities you have. You do this now through communication and the web. The next question is from Anthony. Hello, Beth. I am hoping Metatron can somehow provide a photograph of a ship and its occupants. I feel that it would be very helpful to see our brothers and sisters. I answered this one instead of Metatron. So what I said was, this may sound crazy, but it does look like what you see on TV. Those TV folks were taken on the ships. And then I say, ask Rama, ha ha. Maybe he has a picture. I do not. Next question is from Cindy. Metatron, I'm confused as to a good vocation for me. Any advice? Metatron says, you are very good at many things. You have a tendency to be a people pleaser. Because of this, you have not given yourself enough free time to explore your heart's desire. Cut some activities off and start by spending some time in silence. This will show you the path to your true vocation. Get excited, and then you'll know. Those answers are from Metatron. So that wraps up the Q&A for this week. If anyone is interested in sending me more questions, please feel free to email me. Send your questions for Metatron to btrutwin@gmail.com. btrutwin@gmail.com. G like Google. Well, everybody, that's all I have to share for tonight. But before we leave, I'd like to share one song with you. So just give me a minute and I'll bring it up. Thanks for sharing all your time tonight. And I look forward to next Wednesday when we come together again. This is one of my favorite songs and you've heard it here before. Everybody have a good night.
Hear the children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.